As the presidential campaign marches on toward New Hampshire, Seattle area voters have a federal election to think about, too. Who will replace 14-term U.S. Congressman Jim McDermott? One candidate is Washington State Senator Pramila Jayapal. She told David Hyde she is an outspoken progressive and that she'll never have to guess where she stands on the issues.
I will never compromise core values, but I try to find the place where there is common ground, and I'm a really great listener. Even if we might have very different political beliefs, and I might stand up and have a very, very different take than somebody else on the Senate floor, that people see in me that I'm an honest broker, and they're going to know where I stand, and they're going to know that if there's common ground to be found, I will find it.
So if you're elected, what do you want to do when you get to Congress?
Well, my top priorities really are, first of all, income equality. So looking at women's economic security, minimum wage, paid safe and sick days, gender equity. That's just a hugely important set of issues that I think are at the top of everyone's mind. How are we going to live every day a life of dignity? Secondly, I really want to work on expanding Social Security and Medicare. And then the third is around making sure that our students are not getting saddled with mountains of debt. I think we should be investing in education. We should have tuition-free higher education so that students can go to school and come out and contribute to the workforce.
Washington State is pretty divided, you know, between the east and the western part of the state, between Democrats and Republicans. But the nation seems even more divided right now. And I'm just wondering how you see yourself getting things done in that polarized environment.
I've always believed that being an elected official is not just about stopping bad policy and moving good policy. That's incredibly important. That's a big part of what we do. But it's also about making that connection between the, you know, regular citizenry, residents on the ground, and government. And part of what you've seen is the polarization in part comes because there's not a lot of faith in government. So the people that are making the decisions about who gets elected is so small. It's such a small fraction of everybody that's out there. And I think our job is to start to figure out how we connect the grassroots to policy and to government. And then within that polarized debate, how can we always pull ourselves to the higher level, the higher vision that we're putting forward? You know, right after 9/11, we faced a lot of things similar to what we're facing now with some of, you know, the anti-Muslim language that Trump and others are using. And it required us sort of pulling ourselves out of the mentality of scarcity and fear and really thinking about who we are as a country, what kind of values we have. And when you are an elected official, you have a platform to do that in a very real way. And so that's part of how I think you get above that polarized divisiveness is you put forward a different vision that's bigger than just, you know, some little fear and scarcity thing against some other fear and scarcity thing.
State Senator Pramila Jayapal is with us. She's running to replace Jim McDermott in Congress. And Senator Jayapal, one of your opponents was on KUOW speaking with Bill Radke. This is Joe McDermott, no relationship to Jim McDermott. He serves on the King County Council. And he told Bill that he's backing Hillary Clinton for president in the Democratic primary. Who are you backing?
I'm backing Bernie Sanders because I think Bernie has been consistently talking about the way in which the system has been rigged against working people. And I think that what he is doing and calling out that problem is reminding us that our democracy is not perfect yet. We are striving for the more perfect union. And he is calling into question the fundamental systems that exist. All of that said, I think that in the end, I do believe there's a difference between Democrats and Republicans. And if our nominee is Hillary Clinton at the end, I will jump in and support Hillary Clinton.
Does the fact that you're backing Bernie Sanders signal to voters in the 7th Congressional District that you're a progressive candidate, the most progressive candidate so far declared in this race? What do you think?
Well, there's no question I'm progressive. Nobody has to wonder about that if they look at my record, and nobody has to wonder about whether I'm a bold progressive, which is how I like to describe myself, because I think it's not just about taking the right votes. It's actually about what did you do? What do you do in the field? How do you grow the movement? How do you stand for things when they're hard? How do you push something forward when nobody else wants to do it? That's my track record. serving, you know, the city of Seattle and the region, the Puget Sound region, for the last 25 years.
Bottom line, why should voters in the greater Seattle area pick you over your declared opponents?
I will tell you that I am a bold progressive who fights hard for the lives and the futures of the people that I represent. And I will take that very seriously. I am incredibly effective. I think I have the strongest track record of actually building movements, not just taking votes. And I will stand up for the things I believe in, but I will always look for the ways forward that are going to move all of us forward together.
A lot of people are familiar with you. They know the name Pramila Jayapal. They might not know you that well. What's something people don't know about you?
I played Jesus when I was in seventh grade in a musical. I used to...
What was the musical?
It was some religious musical that the Baptist Church was putting on, and I was brown Jesus, which I think is very appropriate. But back then, people thought that was really strange. I think I was the first brown Jesus in that form. But I love to sing and I love to dance. I don't do it as much as I used to, but I've always sung my whole life and played piano and love music.
You'll remember that, right? That's Washington State Senator Pramila Jayapal talking with KUOW's David Hyde. She is running to replace long-term U.S. Congressman Jim McDermott. We are, of course, interviewing all of the candidates for that race, and you'll find all those interviews online at KUOW.org.